Well, I'm joined here by Mike Phelan. You've just told me the manager's coughing and spluttering. I take it that's with a cold and not the performance.
Certainly with a cold, yeah. He's feeling a bit under the weather, so you've got me instead.
What did you make of it? It was a bit laboured, for quite a lot of the time, but a big 3 points?
Yeah, very big 3 points, considering, you know, the past couple of games where we've not really turned up one half, and then we've outperformed the second half but not got anything for it. But this time, we started well, we get the goal, and credit to the players, they looked to try and get the second, but it just didn't come. I think the second one would have been, you know, a valuable one for us, just to ease the tension down a little bit. But second half, we didn't really come out of the traps as quick as we should have done, really. And I think credit to Bolton as well. They put a bit of a surge on. They put more bodies forward. They changed it a little bit and put us under a little bit of pressure, but nothing in and around the goal mouth as such.
A little bit of a let off when they hit the post, though, just after the restart.
Yeah, but that's what the post's there for, isn't it? If it goes out, it stays out. That's good.
All right, OK. Overall, not flowing. I'm thinking back to the Middlesbrough game. You were really flowing as a team. What's going on at the moment?
I think a little bit of confidence. We were in a bit of a flow there anyway with results. We had a settled team. We had a formation that was being very productive. And the players were gaining confidence all the time. It knocked us out of a stride a little bit when Derby came to town, and it's put us back a bit. And the previous defeats have probably just made us all realise how hard this division can be. And it's never won before Christmas, you know. So we have to keep going and keep making those building blocks towards the end of the season.
You should have had a second, maybe on a couple of occasions. Diamandi should have buried that chance, shouldn't he? His first touch in English football should have been a goal.
What was pleasing was that, you know, we've got him on the pitch. He's come back from this injury that he's had. He's worked hard, and we sort of pushed him into being available, really. I think that's a plus, that he's actually playing minutes. Yes, I agree. He's a forward, and he gets a chance like that. You want to stick them away. And it makes life easier, doesn't it, if they do that?
I have to say, though, over time at this club, that's the sort of game you would have lost in the past, I think. So how important is it to actually get something out of it, the three?
Well, it's very important that you pick up points, or as many points as you possibly can before Christmas, because it does get to that sort of January, February time when it starts to kick in, and you hope then you're at the top end of the table pushing on for the glory. We still need to keep doing that. You know, we started really well. We've gained a rhythm. We've lost the rhythm, and hopefully we can rejig it a little bit and get it back now.
Didn't look good news on Michael Dawson. What's the news?
Yeah, at the moment we're going to assess that one tomorrow. The medical staff are always a little bit cagey when it comes to a player coming off. They don't want to give a verdict too soon, so we'll look at that. But I think it was either a kick or a little twist in his knee area. Hopefully. It's going to be
not the hamstring again, because
No, it's a different injury.
Right.
But he'll have to be assessed and then see where we go from there.
Any other injuries out of today?
No, just the manager. He's got his cough and splutters. Right. Okay. But we can work with that.
How far off is Robert Snodgrass from a start? He looked very impressive when he came on tonight.
I was pleased for Snoddy, because there's a player who's had to be focused and determined to get back from the injury he's got. He's played bit parts in the under-21s, then he's had a few little minutes here and there with the first team. Now I think he's getting there. You could see when he came on, he showed a bit of enthusiasm, he took the ball, and he showed what ability he's got at times. It's all a matter now of minutes and games and getting him pushed ahead, really, now, and hopefully he'll be a valuable asset over Christmas.
And a final one, just to talk about the goal scorer. What's he got as a player? He looks to have a bit of devil about him, a bit of fire in his belly, Tubert Pomme.
Well, what we need from Tuber is consistency. He's a young boy. He's come from Arsenal. He's had a couple of loan spells elsewhere. I think he's learned some hard lessons along the way. But he's come here. He's a willing lad. He wants to try and improve all the time. But he's got to learn how to be a championship player. You know, you're not at Arsenal. This is the big league for him. And I think bit by bit, he shows little things which is good and little things which he could work on. So he's work in progress for sure. But I'm confident that he will show more.
And are you struggling to get the best out of Modi Army at the moment?
I don't know. I think sometimes players like Modi Army are encouraged when the team performs and he's part of that and he can show dynamism that he's got. When you rely on more to be the man, maybe it takes time to be that, you know. But we're happy. We're happy so far. He's fit, he's healthy. And the more players we have of that going into Christmas, the better.